Lieutenant Governor Josh Green is back in Honolulu following a whirlwind mass vaccination trip to Samoa, where measles has now claimed 70 lives. There's also now a small outbreak of the disease in American Samoa. Green joined us earlier this morning to talk about his trip and what happens next.
Well, it was life-changing because, number one, so many people in Hawaii stepped up immediately without any hesitation to help people somewhere far away. And we didn't expect to have 500 people volunteer within 24 hours. That was shocking. We knew Aloha was strong, but we didn't know it could be this fast, is what we're saying and seeing. The takeaways were many on the ground, which I can share. It was both heartbreaking and heartlifting. We got there because the Samoan government decided they were going to do a moonshot, which was try to immunize their entire country in 48 hours. They had a very low immunization rate, which meant that when the measles outbreak hit, it was just crushing to the whole country. So the prime minister reached out. I had some relationship with the World Health Organization and with the CDC. And then Mayor Hahnemann Mufi connected me to the top leadership when he knew that I wanted to weigh in with our medical corps. So everything came together, and before you knew it, incredible generosity. Hawaiian Airlines donated a full plane for us to go over. We had 76 members of the team. We had the donation of 76 seats to come back on Fiji Airways, Queens, Hawaii Pacific Health, Healthcare Association, PAR Hawaii, incredible AirMed. I mean, all these guys just volunteered to give resources and get us over there. Meanwhile, the volunteers themselves just set their lives aside to go and try to make sure that we didn't see any children die.
And this was really kind of commando style. You just jumped in, and then now did you leave any personnel there? Is there anybody still there from Hawaii?
Yes, we did. So we flew out with this large medical team, and two of our physicians from Hawaii Pacific Health stayed behind to help man the hospital. They're pediatric intensivists. That's what we need, because most of the terrible cases that remain were children who end up getting the measles and then having severe pneumonias. And there's a terrible pneumonia going around with people who are immune compromised in Samoa. So those guys are fantastic. God bless them. And we also are sending back some people. We're sending, for instance, back a biomed technician, because we took a lot of machinery and donated it from the Healthcare Association and the hospitals I mentioned. For instance, ER machinery, respiratory supplies, medications. But some of them are pretty technical, and so we have a biomed person going back. And we're going to continue to send people as they need instantly again. Hawaiian Airlines and Fiji Airways gave free tickets. I mean, it's just amazing, the generosity of spirit. And I think Hawaii is going to benefit from that, because in a number of ways. One is there was a sense of aloha going outward to the Pacific. Two, people across all of the Pacific, like New Zealand, Australia, Samoa, American Samoa, realize that we care deeply about the region. And honestly, people didn't know that you could mobilize that fast. And it helps them and it helps us, because we didn't spend any of our taxpayer dollars, but it benefits Hawaii, because if an epidemic like this gets worse and spreads, it could actually hit Hawaii, because we're not fully immune either.
I was able to hear an interview that was done with New Zealand media, and there was some concern because there were a lot of the anti-vaxxer folks pushing out social media while you were there.
Yeah, we didn't experience that in the field. Not a single person rejected immunizations, not one that I came across. And I went all over the country. It is disconcerting because though I believe in free will and people should make decisions, I'm a strong believer in immunizations. We walked into a small village where a grandfather pointed at another house and asked us to run there. Dr. Tensala and I, Nadine, who's our pediatrician on the team, and I got into that house, and the baby was hot from fever, we thought, and in a moment we realized that she had already passed away. So when someone who's an anti-vaxxer says don't vaccinate, I want them to go there and see what it's like to have a dead baby, you know, in the arms of the mother and six other siblings around that could die from the measles. You go there and experience that and then tell me that a vaccination isn't necessary. So again, I respect people's belief systems, and some people just can't get there, but you know, if there are people who are unvaccinated and they get the measles, no newborns are safe. Any newborn can't get a vaccination till at least 6 months. They'll be subject to the same kind of risk of a measles outbreak or mumps or rubella. They can end up deaf. They can end up with neurologic damage, brain damage. They can end up dead. So vaccinations are something that have to be done. And I said it in a couple interviews, I don't think it's going to be an act of terrorism that threatens humanity in the next 100 years. I think it's going to be a vast outbreak of disease if we're not careful. That would definitely take more people down.
And the situation in Samoa happened because of, I guess, a bad mix of vaccines initially, right?
Right. Just a tragic accident. A pair of nurses were just made a mistake, and they drew up the wrong solvent. And so they put a muscle relaxant into vaccination, and then unfortunately in their panic they tried to cover it up, and so, you know, they're suffering the consequences legally and in prison for that. But when that happened about 18 months ago, the confidence in vaccinations dropped, and it was just human error. And then, you know, people just made a terrible mistake to try to cover it up. Instead, we should be transparent and do things right. We should follow the right science and do things right. But look, there's mistakes and errors in every discipline, healthcare related. Docs make plenty of mistakes. Nurses can, we all can, but the result of that was lack of confidence. The immunization rates got down into the 30 percentile, and then the wave of the epidemic. So we now got them up from 30% to 90% in about 20 days. The biggest push being, of course, when the Prime Minister had us come out as the American team to partner with them, and we did 33,997 immunizations in 2 days.
Wow.
It was a big one.
And then what about the infants? What about those under 6 months of age?
So right now, it's 6 months to 60 years old is who we're immunizing. Everybody will get some passive immunity now that we're over 90%, which is also called herd immunity, which is good. The Samoan government has now recommitted itself to public health, so they will be ready to immunize everybody as soon as they're eligible. And they're going to be extremely cautious because, one, the benefit of all the extended family now being immune, they won't get measles, so then the infants won't be exposed to measles. But there will be some cases. There are going to certainly be more cases of measles in Samoa and American Samoa than there are in other parts of the developed world. It's one of the dangerous risks of having very few people immunized, because then all infants are subjected, and you can bet that there will be a high fatality rate. 2% of all the people that were infected by measles are dying right now over in Samoa. So by immunizing upwards of 40,000 people fast, we believe we prevented at least 600 deaths.
And so is there anything that we need to be doing here in Hawaii to reach out to the Samoan community?
There are lots of things we can do. People who want to support this mission should reach out to the Healthcare Association. Everyone was so generous, but they could support that way. Everyone should be immunized, certainly if they're going to travel to any of these areas. No one should travel to Samoa or American Samoa unless they're fully immunized. They should have their immunizations and a booster and probably even a titer to make sure that their immunity is rock solid. But there's lots of ways. Donate your time here, too. We want to make sure that everyone's immunized here that doesn't reject it for some personal reason. And once again, I'll say I hope everyone will get immunized. Not because I'm a zealot on the matter, just because I'm a doctor and I've seen fatalities and heartbreak. You don't have to buy into some special ideology to get vaccinated. We're talking about protecting the very young and the very old for the most part, but everyone should get vaccinated because otherwise, if you get the disease, it will spread. You may survive, but people who are more vulnerable won't. And that's not a way in society that we can live. In society, we've made a commitment to intermingle, to share resources, to share the roads, share the hospitals, share our public schools. So if we're going to be together, we're kind of honor bound to make sure we don't hurt one another. And we do hurt one another if we don't have adequate immunization.
Okay. Well, Lieutenant Governor, thank you so much for your time.
It's been an honor.
We were hearing from Lieutenant Governor Josh Green, who just took part in a mass immunization program in Samoa, where 70 people, mostly children, have died from the measles. Green tells us he's been talking to the Surgeon General about the effort to help our Pacific neighbors and who hopes to visit the area soon.